On Friday, June 26th, educators and students came together in support of Black Lives Matter. On Stark Street, East County educators lined up to show their solidarity with the Black Lives Matter movement. KBOO's Janka Soderberg was there to hear from educators about their reasons for protesting.
I'm here, I teach in Cutrose, and I see the effects of systemic racism on a daily basis, and I don't want that for my students anymore.
How do you see the effects of systemic racism on your students?
I know that many of them are dealing with generational trauma that stems from racist institutions. And I know looking, you know, at not just our schools, but all schools, our data when it comes to student achievement and our data when it comes to student discipline is disproportionate. And that's falling on the shoulders of our students of color. And so I want to make sure that changes. Not only in education, but in sort of all aspects of society.
And when you hear about the school-to-prison pipeline, how do you see that play out in the school system?
I think that the disciplinary studies have shown that our kids of color are behaving in many of the same ways as our white kids, but they're getting disproportionately disciplined. And so that's gone. I want my classroom community to be a safe place for every single child. And I can't promise them right now that that's happening, you know. So I want to do the work within myself, make sure, but also do the work within society and make sure that I'm putting pressure on the people with the power to make real change.
So what are you demanding?
So I am demanding change from the highest level all the way down to, what we're doing in our classrooms and what admin is doing. So I think if we don't keep the pressure on, then nothing will happen. So we just have to keep the pressure on. We have to keep writing our legislators. We have to get people registered to vote. We got to just keep the pressure going. Otherwise, we're just going to end up in the same place again and again and again.
Do you want to introduce yourself?
Sure. My name is Erin Wagner. I'm an eighth grade teacher in Park Rose.
Thank you.
Thank you.
You want to talk to KBOO Community Radio? Just ask him why people are out and what this is about.
Well, I'm a public school teacher, and it's pretty evident that racism is baked into all of the institutions in this country, including our public schools. And I think it's incredibly important for individual teachers to take on the fight against racism in our own classrooms, but also fight for systematic change, system-wide change. And I think that connecting the fight for Black lives to the fight for equity in our schools is incredibly important. We exist in the same world that the rest of this is going on, and our schools are not separate, and teachers need to be part of the fight for a better world and a fight to end racism.
And I heard a young woman at Peninsula Park talk about her school, her classroom where she was teaching, and that some of the kids, really young kids, would engage in racism and that they were learning it at home. How do you intervene as an educator in those types of situations?
Oh, that is a really good question, because it does come up periodically. I think the number one priority is to protect the students of color and interrupt the racism. You don't protect the white kids' feelings in the moment. Stopping it in the moment is the most important thing, and then what comes after is also incredibly important. Use it as a teachable moment to talk to the student that was harmed, the student that did the harm, and the rest of the class to make sure that students that are harmed have an opportunity to get some sort of restoration. A lot of times we use the phrase restorative justice, and the aim of that is not punishment. The aim is for when someone is harmed, for the person that harms them to try and actually fix things. And I think that that's the approach that I would take in my classroom, is to hold myself and my students accountable and use it as a teachable moment to explain why whatever transpired was not okay.
How do you think we can redistribute funding from the police to things that make sense, like what's on your sign, education, healthcare?
I think defunding the police is actually much more simple than people think it is. I would love to have different resources in my community other than just call the police for everything. Like literally take money from the police budget, put it towards social services, and we will have more options to keep our community safer.
You want to say something for Kayboo?
I'll just say I also feel, besides, I'm a teacher also. Uh-huh. And I feel the same way, but I also feel as a mother, I feel like I want to express my sorrow and my protest at how the discrimination and racism that's in our culture. And as a mother and a teacher, I feel like I need to do something about it. This is one way.
Thank you. Do you want to say anything for Kayboo?
Well, along the lines of, in terms of looking at public safety and evaluating when the police or when the current fire department goes out to respond, what are they responding to? And if 50% of your responses are to mental health or homeless issues, then you should have people who are trained to deal with mental health and homeless issues rather than saying that is police that go to do that. And so like she was saying, in terms of, it's not saying there will not be police, it's that you're putting the resources where they need to be. And also with firefighters, the majority of calls go out on physical health, EMTs. And so change the paradigm and meet the needs that we have, put the money where it's supposed to be with appropriate training and appropriate staff so that everybody can be safe and everybody can have their basic needs met and have housing and food and all of that, looking at where there's housing insecurity and food insecurity and respond to those issues.
Do you, as an educator, come across students that are lacking in those kinds of basic needs, like housing and just the basic needs of life?
Definitely, and especially when we went to the spring with teaching distance learning. And in this area, we have many families that do not have internet access. And so it's saying, well, they could go get a hotspot. Well, that means that somebody in the family has to take them to a hotspot. They have to be able to be there at the hotspot. Our district was working to get devices to families, but it would be one device for five kids. And so if you look at other communities where internet isn't that much of a challenge and having devices isn't a challenge. I had a student who was trying to do his work on his mother's phone. He can't do it. And I really worry about in the fall, if we haven't figured out how to bring those resources to these neighborhoods, to the communities that don't have them, we are further impacting their ability to get an education.
Thank you.
That was KVU's Janka Soderberg reporting on the East County Educators for Black Lives Matter Solidarity event, held on Friday, June 26th on Stark Street. For KVU News In Depth, I'm Althea Billings.